earth. You are living now. As I pray, listen, as I pray right now, every unclean dead spirit looking for you or your loved ones is checked out back to hell. You shall not lose anybody in this season. Say after me, every spirit of death, help out there. You are leaving me now. Back to hell. On your mask. Get set. Shout go. Go. Back to hell. Back to hell. Yes, 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 yes. Dark clouds are living. Dark clouds are living. Dark beings are living. Go. Back to hell. 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 Lift your two hands. Man with a waist condition having low sperm count. The Lord is delivering you now. There's a pain at the waist and the sperm count is low. Where are you? Let us set a free kizakalida baratigosogolayadash. Whatever the devil stole from you, I declare a restoration right now. A restoration right now. A restoration right now. Place your right hand on your chest and lift the other hand up. Condition left and low sperm count. Place your right hand on your chest. Close your eyes, people. See after me, every unclean spirit, every familiar demon in my life, you are leaving me now. On your marks, get set. Shout, go, 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 go. Get out of this body. Get out of this life. Get out of this life. Ida yagadi galaya tele ferete keseke le teke repete. Get out of these bodies. Get out of these lives. Get out of these lives. Get out of these lives. Liar, take a little afraid to say, I decree your sperm count is regularized. Normalized. Bring forth the fruitful in the name of Jesus. Check your waist now. Check your waist. Everyone else, place your right hand on your chest. I'll leave the other hand up. For how long has the waist been? Is there somebody with a right ear condition, please?
It's left.
You have the ear condition. I see. What happened to the ear?
Some days I was just going out for personal evangelism. After fasting, so I just left. I had the ear blocked.
The ear blocked. Yes. While I was talking to him, I was the ear blocked. Thought it was somebody else. The ear blocked. So for how long has this waist condition been?
I said since December.
Since January. Can you bend the waist now? How do you feel? How do you feel? You are totally free. And for how long has the married for 18 years, no child. Today the Lord has visited you. Is Mr. Essa here today? Mr. and Mrs. Essa from Geneva, Switzerland. Either him or the wife. Mr. Essa. Alright. I was calling them. I knew he came here briefly. And he's probably returned back. Okay, the wife can stand beside him. I'm sure it's possible he has returned back to his place. Exactly 18 years. No child. And they visited me in the office and I said, how are the children? They said, I was asking them, how are you? How's your family? How are the children? Say, we are trusting God for them. They haven't arrived yet. What? How long? 18 years. Go and bring forth your children. They brought their child the other day and testified on the altar. Yeah. Hold your hand together. The ear is unblocked and then the womb is open.
Open.
Jesus' name. Close this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I am healed.
Yes, I am. Yes, okay.
I can hear.
I can hear.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lift your hands high. Place your right hand still on your chest and lift your other hand up. Father, I ask that this miracle will be reproduced. 18 years, you gave that family their child after 18 years. Let it happen here. You demon of barrenness, I am against you. I hate you. Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out of that man and that woman. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You said you are 11 years. How is the waste now? It's over now. The sperm count is released. Power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go and bring forth your children. Bring forth your children. Place your right hand on your chest. Lift the other hand up. Something is happening here. Matala. Who is the twin near here? You are the one. Where is your twin? It's in Gariki. Lift up your hands. Place your right hand on your chest here. Let peraga laga yaga daga laga yaga dos. Lot of fretes etila kabaraga diga. Just remember, I'm standing near the person I was asking about. Just standing right in front of him. Leto sete belete frika kakalalos. Ura kakalaga yege dege lege bidiala. The Lord just canceled an agenda in your life and an agenda in your twin. Power of the Holy Ghost, you shall fulfill your days. Let the mystery of Esau shall not be your mystery. The mystery of wastedness and uselessness. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shaba leke seke pele karara. Say twin, twice. Disconnect you from every spirit relationship. Go. Go. Place your right hand on your chest. Lift the other hand up. And say after me, Father, I ask that every deposit from the pit of hell in my life will return back there now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every demonic deposit from the pit of hell, you are going back to hell. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you satanic deposit. On your marks. Get set. 1, 2, 3. Shout go. Go. Masha Popolo. Let the peregrine. Jose Gelege. Alayaka de Gede. Let the second pressure kiss out.
Bag them.
In Jesus' name. Place your right hand on your chest. Leave the other hand. Close your eyes. Because things are living. I see a skeleton. A coffin. Leaving somebody's body now. I see somebody like a leper. Leprous with skin afflictions. Leaving somebody right now. In the realm of the spirit. Leprodis. Theados. God is removing the plate of begging. From the hand of somebody. The plate of begging. A beggarly existence. From the hands of somebody. Is removing the garment of wretchedness. From the hand of somebody. Place the right hand on your chest. Lift the other hand up. Close your eyes. As we pray and make decrees, you are going to see things. I decree today. Every satanic presence. Every satanic deposit. Every demonic personality. In your life and in your body. And in your system. They leave you alone now. At the count of three, they are going out. Say in the name of Jesus,
every satanic personality, every demonic presence in my life, you are leaving now. In the name of Jesus, on your marks, get set. 1, 2, 3, shall go. 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 Get out. Elite Seferish. Let ever Hasaba. Get out. Get out. Get out. Go.
Father, we give you the praise. I will give you the honor. Raise your hands. Something just left you now, you know. Something just left you. Something, it's one of the things I described, or something else just left your body. You will quickly rush to the front here on my right hand side here and stand. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Something just left you. Take your seat 1 minute, just a few minutes, and then we shall be through. Let us know exactly what happened. Just right on my right hand side here. Something left you. Something left you. As you come with your Bibles, bags, or whatever you came with. Something left you. Just right here.
Hello, sir. Great things are happening. Each word that will release accompany a lot of manifestation. We just brought our brother architect Raymond out just to represent the group and his wife. I just represent that group. He is a trained architect for 15 years. And the wife confirmed that for these 15 years that they are married, that he's been married to this man, that no single business he's involved in has succeeded. For 15 years. No single business has succeeded.
None.
None, sir. For an architect, a trained architect in a city like Abuja, no business has succeeded.
Come.
I lived here in Durumi for 10 years. Remember when you used to block behind this building and people should not walk through behind the building, and you donated a transformer?
Yes.
Over 10 years ago. And I was there. I was always walking down here for 10 years. No car. I would carry my bag, walking back and forth. My father died. No success. My senior brother, a pharmacist, went to Uniben, died. He didn't build a house. My other brother died. He was on chair. He never built a house. And it's been on and on and on and on. Till God gave me a... She testified when she got a job in the Apex Bank.
And the burden of the family is on the wife. 4 children. Yes. Today it is over. Hold up your hand together.
Are you establishing this church now?
Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Everyone that is here today, that is a victim of ancestral curse, family generational curse. Things are not working in your family, and your brothers and sisters are not successful. Today is the end. Today is the end. Today, lift your hands, close your eyes. Today is the end. People, lift your hands in the name that is above every name. Every demon of limitation, every demon of failure and frustration. Get out, get out, get out, get out. Out of this place. That's right, that's right. There's power flowing there. Out of this place. Out of the people. Out of the man. Out of his wife. In the name of Jesus. Out now. I decree a change of story. I decree a change of story. I decree a change of story. I call it done. Your hands shall be sufficient for you. Your hands shall be sufficient for you. It's over. Every woman that is in such a condition, there is burden on your shoulder. Husband seems to be stranded. Just place your 2 hands on your head, anywhere you are. You are the wife, but it looks like the devil is attacking your husband. No job. Nothing is coming. You are working, or you are struggling and selling, and you have to take care of the home, just place your hand there if you are the woman in that category. Father, I pray for every woman here who is the burden bearer in their home. Today, that abnormality is over. That abnormality, power of the Holy Ghost, that abnormality is over. That abnormality is over. That abnormality is over. I decree a turn around. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Take your seat.
Sir, the word for our sister was demonic waste condition. And as that word was released, around her circle alone, over 10 persons came on power. We could not even count the others. She said she has been under affliction for 4 years. And as you laid your hands on her, the pain ended. And I said, how severe was the pain? She confirmed, she said, it has been very severe. And today she's
come,
made whole.
With your hands. Somebody get ready with your phone because a miracle call is coming. Hey! Hey! A miracle text is coming. Lift it up where you are. Just right here now. Before you step off here, it will be confirmed that your expectation, and all our locations from Lagos to Abuja's locations to Makurdi to Jos to Lokoja to Mina, Calabar, everywhere you are, lift up your phones. I prophesy today that expected call, not from a dupe, not from a 419. I prophesy for on the phones as a point of contact, even for your email addresses. And I speak on that expectation that is coming right now. It is released. To confirm the restoration of your relationship. To confirm the release of the property. To confirm the transfer of the money. To confirm the financial transaction. To confirm that the witch has died. To confirm that the strong man in your family has been laid to rest. Hey! To confirm that your expectation is released. I call it done now. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Yes. Take
sir,
your seat.
Sir, when you were on this last row,
the moment you receive your text or your call or whatever it is, just run to the front here on my left hand side and let us know.
You're on this last row walking past, and you said, who are twins here? And two of them came out. Her owners wanted to lay hands on her. You said, I disconnect you from spiritual relationship. And I asked her, any connection? She said, since she has been conscious of herself, she's been having intercourse in the dream.
Since she's conscious of herself.
Exactly.
Stop over here. Stand here with your phone. I said, my left hand side. In the name, he's smiling. I need one of our men to attend to them. Or should I apply for it? Lift your right hand everywhere you are. In the name that is above every name. Jesus Christ. Now, over 15 messages are rushing in. Over 15 miracle expectation messages. Some of you, the message is part of what you wrote on your expectation slip. It's rushing in right now. In the name that is above every name, I disconnect this sister and disconnect everybody here that is connected in the realm of the spirit with a spirit husband or a spirit wife. All you satanic presence, you will hear me and get out now. At the count of three, in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, go! Go! Out, 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 out! Get out! Give the Lord a praise, give the Lord a praise, give the Lord a praise. Take your seat.
So the word again for Brother Felix, sharp, accurate, when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion. He said for 10 years, he has been living in perpetual struggle. Now, he went into transportation business. All his cars currently grounded, nothing working. He went into property. He had a business deal with the state government to supply 80 units of 2-bedroom flats. Everything, it did not work.
Lift up your hands. I pray for him and I use you as a point of contact. Anybody whose fight is from the home. Eat your hands. I see someone here. It is your brother, the same mother and father, who vowed that you cannot be bigger than him. Lift your two hands. Who do you think you are to be bigger than me? I take authority over every satanic fight from your family, sibling rivalry, from your father's house, from your mother's room. Get out! 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 You don't need to come out. Remain where you are. Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Lift your two hands and say in the name of Jesus. Every fight, every battle around my destiny, you are broken today. Break now! Break! Break! Lift your two hands. Lift your two hands. Lift your two hands. Zalo gabarada galagaya da 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 da. Zoto kola la barada da 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 da. Every occultic friend, you thought you had a friend that is fighting your destiny. Jaya ya. Lataka barada da 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 galagaya. Lete sete fete kesi. Ike pede ke lete fete si. Tushata ya ya ya. I am here to announce today that fight is over. That fight is over. That fight is over. That fight is over. 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 In Jesus' name. People, lift up your hands. Lift your two hands. Close your eyes.
Sir, this woman just received a miracle. She came in town, into town to visit her people with a goiter that she told me it was very big.
A goiter?
Yes, sir. She was meant to go for operation.
Yes!
But while the fire was falling, she just noticed the goiter disappeared.
Yes!
Nobody has mentioned goiter yet.
Yes!
And the goiter just disappeared.
Yes!
Are you just looking like
oh!
that? Hey!
Yes,
that is a sign. It is a wonder. Place your right hand on your chest. Leave the other hand over and say after me. Say in the name of Jesus. Every mountain in my life, you are moving now. In the name of Jesus. You demonic mountains, you are living now. On your mars, get set, shout go!
Lo shete kele gedish. Let us say fete kesekele laba. Let us say fete kesekele laba. And I decree divine visitation in your family, divine visitation in your home. Le ferite kiseki de galaya shall not labor in vain and bring forth for trouble. In the name of Jesus, place your right hand on your chest. Lay the other hand up. Close your eyes. Another strange one.
Another very strange
one. Another strange one. Place your right hand on your chest. Yes.
You didn't even mention it. No word near that.
Yes.
He said he was expecting a contract. And a woman came and had intercourse with him in the dream. Hmm. And when he woke up, he now saw a growth in his left scrotum. Scrotal sac. Exactly. And it's making him uncomfortable. And today, while the fire and power was reeling, he has checked and he can't find that
growth. He can't find the growth.
Exactly, sir.
The growth just disappeared from the scrotum. Ola, ola, ola. You better begin to check yourself. There are things you came here with that already disappeared and you are not aware. There are growths, there are tumors, blind eyes, deaf ears, hands that couldn't move, legs that couldn't move. Better check yourself now. Something just happened. Come.
The woman slept with you in the dream. Number one, the contract failed. And number two, growth appeared. What is the meaning of that? The growth has gone, so the contract must come.
Hey! Hey! Owner of evil load, carry a load. Can you dance? Better check yourself. Check yourself. A healing and miracle, something happened to you.
Owner of evil load, carry.
Those with the fun miracles, still step forward here.
Owner of evil load, carry.
Carry your load.
Owner of evil load, carry your load.
Owner of evil load, carry, carry, carry. Carry, 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 carry. Owners of evil load, carry your load. Owners of evil load, carry your load. Carry your load, carry your, carry your, carry your load. Carry your load, carry your load. Carry your, carry your, carry your, carry your load. Carry your load, carry your load. Owner of evil load, carry your load.
Owner of evil load, carry your load.
Owner
of evil load, carry your load.
Owner
of evil load, carry your load.
Owner
of evil load, carry your load.
Place your right hand on your chest, lift up the other hand, and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, every satanic agenda looking for my life and destiny, today is your end. You satanic agenda, you are leaving me now. On your mask, get set, shout go! Go! Go, 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 go! Leave him, leave him, leave him! Permanently leave him! In the name of Jesus! And whatever the devil took from you, I declare a return. Stretch your two hands in front of you, everybody. Close your eyes. Stretch your two hands. And say after me, say in the name of Jesus, everything belonging to me, diverted by the devil, wherever you are, I command you, come to me. Now. Stretch your two hands in front of you. Stretch it in front of you. Say after me, saying that again, in the name of Jesus, I decree, everything belonging to me, diverted by the devil, I command you, you are coming to me. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. When I say come now, you say now. Now. Look at me. Now. Stretch your two hands. In the name of Jesus, everything the devil took from me that I am receiving now, wherever you are, in the waters, in the, close your eyes because you are going to see something. In the wilderness, in the desert, I command you, in the name of Jesus, come to me now. Now. Shakakalagash. Lekwatwa swakwala. Help them. Now, 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 now. Come to me now. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. What happened to our people here? Just before we go on.
Sir, our brother owns an estate. All the setting out has been done. And nobody has ever asked him for even, what will I say, a pavement in that place to buy. And as the word just came forth, he now received a text saying, sir, put it on again. He said, sir, what are the prices of your houses? Not one. The person doesn't want to buy
houses.
One. Houses. Here. The first one since.
Stand here. Prices of houses. That is good. Very soon you shall be owners of houses. Power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Be empowered. To sell all and develop more. I'd like you to understand that God has a great purpose for you. And you, as you are faithful and committed to God, in your personal walk with God, you haven't seen anything. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I prophesy to everyone here today, trusting God for multiple millions and billions. By this decree, you are ushered there. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. step there in Jesus' name. Take your seat, please.
Sir, David submitted a proposal to an international organization. What happened is that we have agency. We just got agency for RDTs, for malaria, HIV, and tuberculosis. We took to the ministry for evaluation. They said there were multiple companies contesting.
Multiple companies contesting. And what just happened?
So I asked, what's happening? The man just sent me a text now to say, my company is the only company authorized in Nigeria.
Only company authorized in Nigeria?
To represent them. The company is in Denmark and they have a factory in India. We are the only company authorized to represent them for malaria test kits, HIV test kits, and hepatitis test kits. Just now, he said I should tell him whatever document he would give me to give to the Federal Minister of Health to prove that I'm the only one and there are no contestants. I just received them.
And he just came right now. Yeah. Are you just sitting and looking like that? Hey! You will be the one that will be selected. Say that amen like a believer. Come, David. Lift your hands. I prophesy upon you. It will not be taken from you. It is established. And more from other quarters will come. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat.
He had a transaction that has been waiving for 1 month now. Just as you declared that some people receive calls. He just received a call that transaction has been sealed. That I should come and
a call. Your own was a call, not a text.
I should come now. Now.
Now.
I'm in church.
You told him you are in church.
He said okay, but just come.
Somebody say now. When is the miracle happening? Stand on your feet. Ay. Now. Lift your right and say, Father, I receive it now. Lift your right hand up. Close your eyes. Instant action unction is released upon you now to see it now. 1, 2, 3. Jesus' name, it is done. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat.
Sir, the word that came that someone is being resisted by his brother is very true about brother Akited Ogbaji. For the past 16 years, his brother has been on his neck. They've been quarreling and been saying unputable things about him in the village to the extent that he said he would return to the village in a polythene bag.
He will return to the village in a polythene bag.
And since then, things have not been working for him.
People, lift up your two hands. The Bible said, he that diggeth a pit shall fall therein. Proverbs 26:27. And he, who, everybody read it, want to go. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein. And he that rolleth stones, it will return on him. That is true. Throw me stone, it backfires to sender. Throw me an arrow, it backfires to sender. Laga yeto fetesa. Lift your hands. I speak prophetically to someone here. Every pit they have dug for you, those who dug it are entering it now. Every arrow they have thrown at you, it returns back to senders now. Back to sender. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Take your seat.
This is another instant alert of transfer to our sister while in the service here
on public holiday.
Money wired
on public holiday.
What are you telling me? Miracle does not know public holiday. Give the Lord a big shout up. Let's have what's happening here.
Sir, you made a call that anyone that saw something left him, please come forward. My brother here returned from school and wanted to read this book and realized that this eye couldn't look at the book, couldn't look at light since then. But while he came in today and declarations was on, the eye popped open. Now he can see clearly, he can look at any kind of light.
Ola, 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 ola. Somebody shout power! Again, say every arrow from the pit of hell looking for me backfire now. So shall it be. Congratulations.
What so you mentioned a black snake around a sister's waist.
Yes.
She saw her father tying a black snake on her waist in the dream. And since then, things have been very bad. But while that word came immediately, she felt something jumped out of our waist region, and she's free.
And the waist is free. Stand here. Everything that is attached to your destiny that is not put there by God, power of the Holy Ghost, it returns back to hell, back to the devil. In Jesus' name, take your seat.
Our sister here has been suffering a molestation, oppression by the devil. A man comes to sleep with her in the dream of the night, impacted her with ovarian cyst.
Yes.
And she came in that condition today. Why you made declarations of people being separated from spirit husband? She saw a very huge man that she used to see walked out of her body and told her bye bye.
Eh?
He said bye bye. Fire is too much.
Fire is too much.
Fire is too much.
Walk, 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 walk. Somebody stand with a shout of fire. Lift your toe and say in the name of Jesus. Every satanic spirit fighting my destiny, in the name of Jesus, catch fire! Fire! Stand up. As I'm talking to her, the Lord is revealing something like dark blood. I don't know if it is her or somebody else I am seeing. That's blackness of menstrual blood. You are the one. Lift up your hands. You see it also. Lift your hands. I speak today. Every damage in anybody's body, in your system, that is tormenting your destiny, it is over. Go! Jesus' name.
Our sister here has been married for 8 years. No child.
It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. Every one of you in that category of darkness of blood is over forever. You don't need to come out. It's over in Jesus' name.
8 years, no shy.
Take your seat.
And since then, the husband's business also crumbled. But while prayer was going on, she said to me, a short woman just walked out of her body. And while you were declaring every woman here, trusting God for the fruit of the womb, receive your children, she said she saw a baby fleeing. Then she grabbed her baby.
The baby was trying to run.
Grabbed her baby.
Hey! 8 years, no child. Now the children are released. I take authority over every short devil, or tall devil, or fat devil, or slim devil in your body. Go out of that life. Go and deliver that child. Return back with your testimony. Today is an explosion of babies, babies, babies. Give the Lord the praise. Take us.
Our sister has suffered asthma for 21 years.
21.
Yes, sir. 21 years. When you said anything that God has not planted in your body is living, she saw a mighty being living with a placard at the back, asthma.
Mighty being carrying a poster like those who do riot.
Yes.
Demonstration.
Demonstration.
He has a placard.
Placard. Asthma. Going back to hell. Going back to hell.
Hey! What did she just say? Hold on.
During this period of fasting, and any time I come here, I'll be having the symptoms. But when I come here, like yesterday morning, I couldn't come. Yesterday evening, I struggled. I said I must come. I wanted to come for the first service. I came for the second one. And after, when I come, I will be free. But when I go back...
But the owner of the placard just took it away.
Yes.
Stand up on your feet, everybody. Don't be tired. Don't be tired. Place your right hand on your chest still. Leave the other hand. Close your eyes. And say after me, every stranger in my body, you are living now. In the name of Jesus. On your marks. Get set. Shout, go! 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 Get up! Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat.
What I want you to do is just one, right? Maybe you line them up. Have you asked all of them? All right. So that we can take all at once and I pray for them together.
Okay. So for this sister, she said, while you were praying for the man trusting God for the fruit of the womb, she said she felt a being just like her leave her. Previously, she said every night that being comes to sleep with her.
Woman.
Why? Yes, sir.
Why woman she... sleeping with her.
No, a man.
But it's exactly like her.
Yes, sir.
A man
comes to sleep with her while she was still pregnant.
Sister, you're on fire. Return from the fire first. Yes. Yes. She's inside the room. The man that you see is a man or a woman?
The man, sir, I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. So
pregnant man?
No.
She was 5 months pregnant, and that man comes to sleep with her. In the process, she lost the pregnancy.
You say the man look like who?
It's just like me, as if we are two in my body.
That is the man equivalent of herself. And the man left now. Lift your hands, you can return to the fire now.
Power of the Holy Ghost! Get out of her body! Get out of her body! Every spirit of impersonation in the life of anyone here, every familiar spirit in your body, in your family, in your destiny, I command it, get out! Jesus, let take your seat.
Again, a negative pattern has been handled. She said her grandmother had her left breast removed.
Grandmother, her left breast was removed.
Yes, her sister now has a swollen breast. And now she has pains in her breast.
Now?
Yes, but
not now.
Before now, sir. Before now. She said, while you were praying, she said she felt something just leave her.
And where's the pain? It's gone. What killed your mother will not kill you. I'm talking to somebody. What normally kills people in your family can never kill you.
Every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every family curse, by the anointing this morning, it is broken. Broken, 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 broken. In Jesus' name, take your seat.
Sir, this one is another strange one. He said he woke up one morning and found out that his neck became stiff, as if there's a chain or a rope around his neck. It nearly paralyzed him, and it has been an issue that even affected his finances, his family. He lost his son, and since then his wife has been having miscarriage. 8 months miscarriage, sir. 8 months. 8 months pregnant, 8 months miscarriage. And 2011, 2013, and the rest. And as you got close to the aisle where he was, power came on him. He fell under power.
Ola.
And he realized that
Ola,
he
could
not turn his neck. He said anybody around him could know that he's always stiff neck.
Ola, Ola, Ola.
Now he's free, sir.
Come.
Oku, 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 oku. Fire. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, how were you moving before with the neck? Stiff.
The neck, my neck was always stiff since 2011, February.
Stiff, like half. Yes.
Can't turn it like stiff this. As if there is a chain or a rope. So I will always be shaking it like this. Anybody that sits close to me knows me to that. So 2011 stroke, 13 February 2013, my wife was pregnant.
And what happened to that rope now?
That rope
Christ disappeared, sir. He's now free because he said anytime he's anywhere he is, he'll be shaking his neck as he's trying to get free of that chain or that rope.
Every rope, how many of you are ready for chains to break? Lift your hands, say in the name of Jesus. Every chain, every rope on my life, in the name of Jesus. Break! Now, in Jesus' precious name, take your seat.
Sir, our sister has been under the attack of asthma and all kinds of chest condition. But while the service was going on, she felt something leave her, and like an veil came off her face, and she found out that she's free. She can now breathe freely.
Congratulations. It is over forever. In Jesus' name.
Our sister, abnormal pain accompanied with discharges, and right now she's dry and she's whole.
Congratulations. It is over forever.
Sir, Brother Jeremiah from Bayelsa. He came purposely.
Jeremiah?
Yes, sir. From Bayelsa. He had been suffering from pain at the back. A serious pulse that brings water for the past 15 years. And each time the pulse comes out, it resurfaces again. Until this morning, when the word came. Now he has felt relieved and is happy to appreciate God that his case has come to an end.
Brother Jeremiah,
at the same time, he saw a coffin left him.
Coffin left him. Jeremiah, you shall not be buried before your time. Lift up your hands. Father, we pray for Jeremiah. How can anybody touch Jeremiah? The whole prophet Jeremiah. Out! Out! And return back into Jeremiah's body. No more! Jeremiah, you shall fulfill your day. It is done. Stand up on your feet. Congratulations. When you go to Bayelsa, help us greet Isaiah and Ezekiel. Oh. Little child came into the church with leg pain and the pain disappeared and he wants to testify. How many of you know it is significant? How many of you know if children testify against you in court, they catch you? Yes. They are very, 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 very. Stand up and let's celebrate for 2 minutes. Place your right hand on your chest, leave the other hand up. We have 3 more things to do. The final of it is to pray for your expectation sleep. But place your right hand on your chest and leave the other hand up. Close your eyes. Everyone here, from the front to the back, the galleries, the overflows everywhere. Every preaching I preach will be a waste if your life is not right with God. If your sins are not forgiven, if Jesus is not Lord over your life, if you have not made your ways right with God, wherever you are, pray this prayer with me and make it right with God. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life today and make me a new person. I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Those who pray that prayer, wave your hands and let me see you. God bless you. Wave it. God bless you. You pray that prayer. Wave it. Don't be shy. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Please remain standing, everybody. All right. Can I receive you under the count of 7? Pick your Bibles and your bags. Let me pray for you.
You see, yesterday one young man came for the altar call. How many of you saw him? With a neck collar. Terrible, terrible. My wife said, she was just wondering, why is this man bothering himself now? She's a medical doctor, so at times she analyzes everything with her mind. At times, but all of us. She said, this man just almost broke his neck today. They gave him cervical collar. That is not something to touch. It's today. Today, today. Today, he said, at the end of the accident, he found his neck on the ground. And they took him to the hospital and placed the cervical collar on his neck. Almost fractured the cervical bone. The first time I prayed for him, turn your neck, no way. Second time, my wife said, I thought you would have left him alone at that time. Healed on the spot. What happened? He came out for altar call. There are things that happen to you because you decide to hand over your life to God. When there are things in your life and you are not ready to say, Lord, I surrender completely, publicly to you. So God will also be watching you. So if he didn't come out, in all probability, I may not have noticed him, that he's in the congregation. He's tearing the thing apart. Why don't you show us how he's moving his neck? And it's not everything that God will reveal to you in a particular service. So I wouldn't have known that he was there. And he would have gone, except that he came for the altar call. So if you are here still, the sister is on the ground crying.
Hey.
All right. You see, so if you are still here and you have not come out, you have an addiction in your life, in lifetime, maybe your father is a drunkard, it is following you in the family. Your father is a chain polygamist, and that humanistic lifestyle is following you, or something that you can see is a trait in your life, a sinful trait that runs through your family. Come and let it be broken right now. Come and let the chain be broken right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the chain be broken. Hallelujah. Stretch your two hands in front of you, everybody. As I pray for these people, I prophesy upon your hands, your harvest will look for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, wherever your resources are, today they shall enter your hands. I call it done, in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat while you go ahead and begin to work on your tithes and offerings and package them together. I'll pray for these people. Those of you on your knees, lift up your hands, two hands, and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I ask for forgiveness. I ask for mercy. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. What is wrong with that person? Lift your hands. Father, I break the hold of sin on these lives. I decree today marks a new day in your life. Help from above. Remain standing, just remain standing. Is she HIV positive? Help from above is your portion. In the name of Jesus, grace to serve God is released upon you in Jesus' name. She's not HIV positive, she appears very weak. What is wrong with her? Insanity. Okay, that's right. How are you? She disappears since 2008 from her marriage. Father, we ask that this mind will return back to normal. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. It is done. On Tuesday, a man was healed of generational madness. How many of you remember? Here he is standing.
How many of you were there when I said they should wear him suit? They should wear him coat. He's looking like a gentleman. Looking like me when I used to, when I wore tie yesterday. How are you? What of your sister? What of the sister that brought him? I want you to show the shoe, man. And the suit, the powerful tie. Oh, is you are the wife. Oh, dear. And this is powerful pocket square. Come, sit, come. Yeah, somebody sent another suit to him. See what happened in the attempt of Madame trying to help him and prevent him from wildness. His brother, they say, currently is mad. And I want you to bring that brother by this Tuesday. And let's trust God for him. It is well with you. How do you feel? You feel good? Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For setting me free.
For setting me free.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
How many children you have? Two children. What work does he do? Handwork, he repairs television. The Lord bless the work of your hand. And you will never follow the way of your brother. In Jesus' name. Amen. Say that amen louder.
Amen.
So if we have television to repair, we can tell you. Eh?
Okay, sir.
In case we have television to repair, can we tell you? Your wife say you do handwork.
I'm a technician.
Oh, you are a technician. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am totally free.
I'm totally free.
Are you not happy the way he looks? Somebody here, God will change your appearance. Say that amen like a believer. Look at the same person on Tuesday and look at him right now. God will change your appearance. Shout the loudest amen. Tell somebody around you, say, tell them God will change your appearance. Give the Lord a big clap of hand and take your seat. God bless you. I like this shoe. By the time you dance with that shoe. Lift up your offerings, your tithes and pledges. Father, we thank you for what you first gave to us. Multiply harvest back to every giver. Let no hand lifted up ever drop down in poverty or to beg. In Jesus' precious name. Pass the offerings, and for those of you on your knees, place your right hand on your chest again, lift the hand up again, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you to surrender my life to you. From today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life, and the grace to live for God is released. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Say a louder amen. Have you finished passing your offerings? Now stand up, please, and lift up your expectation form. Counselors, please help me. Go talk with them. Celebration.
I'm breaking forth on every side. I'm breaking forth on every side. No power of hell can hold me back. I am breaking forth on every side. I'm breaking forth on every side. I'm breaking forth on every side. No power of hell can hold me back. I am breaking forth on every side.
Everybody sing.
I'm breaking forth on every side.
Ooh, I'm breaking forth on every side. Every side, no power of hell can hold me back. I am breaking forth on every side.
Shout the loudest, amen.
like to appreciate God for the privilege given to us this week. Tomorrow is a working day, isn't it? But please don't let that prevent you from coming. We have only two more mornings apart from Sunday. That is Friday morning and Saturday morning. Saturday morning will be like this in terms of a morning due arrangement because most people are not going to work. Is that right? But tomorrow I know a lot of people will be going for work, but don't let that deprive you. We'll trust God to start by 5:50 and round up between 6:30 and 6:40 tomorrow morning. Don't miss any of the remaining morning sessions before Sunday. Sunday and then tomorrow, this evening, we are back here dealing with satanic patterns and their altars and their demonic altars and so on with the power of the blood of Jesus this evening. And tomorrow morning and evening we'll continue. And then Saturday morning and evening, and then excitedly by Sunday morning, the anointing to take your place. And then, of course, Sunday evening, we'll just be celebrating and breaking of bread. It will be a season that you will live to remember in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your expectation. If you have not invited anybody, it is not too late. Let people know what you heard and saw this morning. And I want to tell you, this is shadow compared with the testimony you are coming back with. Phone calls will continue from now till evening until tomorrow. I speak to this expectation in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, surely there is an end and your expectation shall not be cut short. I speak today. This expectation in your heart is released into your hands in Jesus' name. A long-awaited testimony is waiting for you at home. Somebody will receive a call from your village that man, that brother, that relation that disappeared mysteriously has reappeared before evening, before evening, before evening. In Jesus' name! Go forth and return back with your testimony. The Lord bless you and keep you, cause His face to shine on you and give you miracles. Breaking forth on every side, you sing it continuously. Breaking forth on every side. I'm breaking forth on every side. God bless you. Shake the hands of seven people. Tell them, go and break forth on every side. Go and break forth on every side. And all the first timers, come forward and let's receive you. First timers, newcomers, intending members, step forward and let's receive you. First timers, newcomers, intending members, step forward and let's receive you.
Breaking forth on every side. No power of hell can hold me back. I am breaking forth on every side.
Everybody sing.
I am breaking forth on every side.
I'm breaking.
First time as newcomers.
No power of hell can hold me back. I am breaking.
First time as newcomers.
I'm breaking forth on every side.
First time as newcomers, intending members.
No power of hell can hold me back. I am breaking forth on every side.
Everybody sing.
I am breaking forth on every side. I am breaking forth on every side. No power of hell can hold me back. I am breaking forth on every side.
For the final time.
I am breaking forth on every side.
Oh.